Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing fruit trees. Many of us are growing fruit trees in our landscapes, but we're often unsure how to care for them. Most fruiting plants should be fertilized in early spring. For success, you should know a little bit about your crop, choose the right product to do the job, and apply it with the right frequency. Young citrus trees are fertilized with light but frequent doses of citrus special type fertilizer. After they've been in the ground for 3 years, we fertilize them 3 times per year. Choose quality products that contain micronutrients and apply them at the recommended rate by broadcasting them under the canopy. A little knowledge and care will ensure your fruit trees will provide a bountiful harvest. For more information on fertilizing, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, slow-release fertilizers. Have you heard of slow-release fertilizer and wondered whether you should use it? Excess nutrients from fertilizers can be washed from our lawns into our waterways by rain and irrigation runoff. Slow-release fertilizer can reduce these pollution problems because it has less potential to leach or run off. Bags are marked slow-release, and the ingredients on the back of the bags list the percentage of slow-release nitrogen. The higher the percentage, the less chance there is of leaching. Slow-release fertilizers can also be applied less frequently than regular fertilizer, making them more cost-effective. For plants, it's like being fed with light but frequent doses of fertilizer, which will help them thrive. Look for a fertilizer with at least 30% slow-release nitrogen and help protect our environment. For more information on fertilizer, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring irrigation maintenance. Irrigation systems are a wonderful convenience for helping to maintain our landscapes, but they do take some care. Now's a great time to test your system to make sure it's operating correctly. Check all your irrigation zones to make sure that all the heads are operating properly and unclog or replace sprinkler heads that aren't working. Adjust the heads so that they're not watering sidewalks, streets, or driveways. Water applied to these surfaces wastes your money and precious natural resources. Adjust your time clock with the seasons so that you're watering with the correct frequency. You may also want to calibrate your sprinkler system to determine how much water you're putting out in a given amount of time. This is an easy process that can be done by anyone. For more information on caring for your irrigation system, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, your spring vegetable garden. Now's the time to prepare your beds for spring vegetables. There's nothing like having homegrown vegetables right at your back door. Warm season crops include corn, cucumber, tomatoes, watermelon, and several kinds of beans. Start with a plan. Decide what vegetables you want to plant and where in the garden they'll be located. Make sure your garden is located near a water source. Work a 3 to 4 inch layer of organic matter into the top 6 to 8 inches of soil. Organic matter can be composted manure, yard compost, or peat moss. Rework the soil just before planting. Purchase or start your own transplants, or plant seeds directly into the soil, and watch as your vegetables get big enough to eat. For more information on vegetable gardening, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring flower beds. Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to freshen up your flower beds. The dry conditions of spring are perfect for planting the many stunning selections of annuals and perennials for both sun and shade. Spade or till your beds at least a few weeks before planting and work several inches of organic matter into the soil. For beds and borders, choose no more than a couple of different varieties of plants for a pleasing visual effect. Make sure you buy healthy plants that are not too large for the container, and remember they don't have to have blooms at planting time. In your local garden center, look for beautiful begonias, angelonia, impatiens, marigolds, and zinnias, and make your spring garden the talk of the town. For more information on flowering plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.